Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, hey, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And there you can call in and listen live to the show. And you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air to give your comments or opinions. And again, thank you for tuning in to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Um, Let's see. Before we get into the show, let's do our word of the day. I'm messing up. Our word of the day is nope. Come on, this thing running slow. Bully pulpit. Bully pulpit. BULLY. PULPIT. Bully pulpit is a noun, and it means a prominent public position as a political office that provides an opportunity for expounding one's views. Also, such an opportunity. And that's, I think they picked that word today because the example says candidates for governor like to make people think they set the vision. But the governor has a bully pulpit and little else. He or she may be in a position to push or prod or convene a task force or two, but nothing happens if the other players don't agree. All right? And that's bully pulpit, a prominent public position as a political office that provides an opportunity for expounding one's views. And so, again, that's exactly why they put it out here today. You know, the word of the day is that. And so that's what we're looking at. All right. Bully pulpit. Now, today's weather right now is 49 degrees in the ATL. Looking at a high today of 69, we got clouds and sun, so it's partly cloudy with a low tonight of 43. Okay, low tonight, 43. Tomorrow, Wednesday, high 70, low 38 on Wednesday night. Thursday, high 74, low 44. Sunny. Friday, 75, low 41. Partly sunny. And then Saturday, it's nice. 66 degrees is going to be the high. 30 Saturday night. So it's going to be below freezing on Saturday night. And this, excuse me, this is the season that where you need to be so conscious of bundling up, putting something on your head. I got to find my scully. I got to pull my scully out. Because, it's going to get colder and colder. And, so get your scullies out, get your nice jackets on, and wear those, thick white socks. Hey, a lot of women say, I don't wear them thick white socks. But, hey, those thick white socks keep you right. Because this is flu season right here, and this is where people catch as the weather changes. So that's where we are on that. Now, a funny story before I get into the show. This is a funny story, okay? And I mean, it's funny because of what happened. But anyway, here's the story. So this woman in family court on yesterday. She's in family court, so that's something to do with her and her husband and the family, okay? They got problems, okay? They're in family court. So they come out of family court. I guess she's mad, all pissed off or whatever, but she come out of family court, and she gets in her car, and she runs over husband and his two friends. One of the friends was a female. She hit him with her car. She didn't kill him, but she hit him with the car. One of the friends that she hit was a female. She stopped, backed up, hit the female again with the car. Then she sped off, right? And by the time the police caught up with her, She had wrecked on a bridge, and the front windshield was all banged out, not banged out, but cracked all up. I guess when she hit when she hit her husband and his two friends, they may have hit the windshield or something. Okay, that's maybe how her windshield got cracked. But she went on to the bridge and wrecked the car on the bridge. And then guess what happened after that? She gets out of the car, jumps off the bridge to her death. Man, that's unbelievable. I mean, I guess she got so mad in family court with her husband. And I don't know if they probably not still together, you know what I'm saying? But they had to go to family court. Maybe for, you know, child support, whatever it was in family court, that made her so mad that within a half hour of them leaving out of family court, she gets in her car, run over three people, back over one of them again, takes off, wrecks the car on the bridge, get out of the car, and jump off the bridge to her death. Now that's borderline. Well, I guess it's all the way psychopathic. I guess it's all the way psychopathic for this lady to get so mad. She runs out of family court. Runs over her husband and his two friends, backs over the lady again, speeds off, wreck her car on a bridge, get out of the car and jump off the bridge to her death. She killed herself. I'm just saying, man. I mean, I think we need to read more. And I'm going to start reading more because reading helps you to cope with life. And I don't believe you never know what happens in the heat of the moment, but I don't believe that anything can get that bad to me where I need to run someone over and then kill myself. I guess I love myself too much for that. I mean, you know, I love my life. I mean, and I hope you are. I hope you love your life, and I hope you guys are, you know, putting it out there, doing what you want to do, you know, taking care of yourself, taking care of your family. Continue to do that, man. And if you do that and read a little bit to keep your mind right, there's no telling how far you can go. No telling how far your kids will go. It's wide open out there, right? And there's nothing that'll get you down enough to kill yourself, to commit suicide. I mean, you haven't helped anyone by that. Anyway, let's get on with the show. 818-301-5834. If you would like to, be on the show, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air for your comments or opinions, okay? I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. Today's episode is entitled, "Your Vote Means Everything to You and Your Family." So guys, do it, or If you've already done it, great. If you haven't, get it done. The polls don't close till 7. If you're at work right now, you still have it till 7 o'clock to get it in, to get your vote in. I went this morning, you know, around 8:30, and there was no one in line. And so, and what I mean by voting means everything to you. It's like, the reason I say that is because this is what happens around you. And, you know, if you don't agree with some of the things that are happening in your community, then you don't have the right person in office in your community. You know, everybody hemping and hawing about the presidential election, well, that's not going to affect you a whole lot. You know, unless, I don't know. These local elections, these local people right around here in your community who are governing, so to speak, your community, your district, you need to figure out who you want to vote for in your local area. You know who you want to vote for president. That's done. But who are you voting for your local government? See, that's how much it means to you. That's why I say it means everything to you, because that's where you live. That's where you sleep and raise your family. That's where you choose to live. So try to make it as good as you can for your family by voting for who you want to be in that area. That's what I tell people. Well, what's your local politician saying about taxes? See, they had a 1% thing out there on the voting ballot about raising the taxes here in Douglas County area. I voted no. I pay enough in property taxes. Man, I pay out the yin yang in property taxes. Don't pay as much as you guys do in Atlanta, but I pay out the yin yang in property taxes. I voted no for that. You know, I voted no for the first Amendment 1, which will change the schools and all this stuff. I voted no for that. I mean, and so that's how much it means to you. And then your family. This is your family. This is your family that you're raising in this community, in this district. And you want it to be right. Don't you? You want it to be right. So you need to vote for the people that's in your local area who wants to do things the way you think things should be done. Have your views on some things. That's who you want to vote for. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And again, you know, that the whole thing about Dr. King in the civil rights era, they fought for voting and women's rights for voting. All this, so it's important to you and your family. It's important for you to show your kids or your family that, you know, you're voting, and it's important to vote. Please do that, guys. You know, and my daughter voted for the first time this year, and she went to early voting, and she had fun. She said it was cool. So that coming from a 21-year-old, that's pretty good, right? And then I saw something also on the news this morning where they had all these, like, voting machines set up in the gym of a high school, And then they brought all the kids in there, and they let them in so many at a time to come in, get their little voting card, and go to the machine, put it in, and vote. And they did that, and that was cool, you know. That's what should have been done when we were coming up. They should have had voting machines in the gym where we could go in and vote for who we wanted to be our Miss such and such high, or the second attendant, and all this stuff. They should have had some machines in there that we could vote, and then they could tally it all up and say, such and such won, such and such. That would have been cool. But I like that by them teaching them how to vote. They teaching them now. So they'll know when they go to the polls how to vote. I hope you guys have voted already. I hope you guys are planning to vote. Y'all need to show me y'all sticker that said that y'all voted today. And Frank, I ain't get a sticker. You did get a sticker, because if you voted, they give you that sticker. I mean, it's like, hey, give me that ticket. Give me that card. Here's your sticker. Don't forget your sticker. So I want you guys to show me. If you see me today or tonight, show me your sticker that showed that you voted. I'll have mine with me. So show me that you voted. And then guys, in the next, let's see, 2 weeks, I think by Thanksgiving, we're going to start giving away the show T-shirts. I have T-shirts for the show that I want to give away. And I'm going to ask like a trivia question. Maybe at the end of the week on every Friday, I guess I'll have a, you know, it's Free Fall Friday on Friday. So every Friday, I think I'm going to have a trivia question that I'm going to ask, and you guys can call in or just press the number one on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air, and you can answer the question. Okay, and you know, it's gonna be random stuff. I may ask what was our topic on Super Tuesday voting day. What was the topic of the show? And you know, and you have to do that, say that, get it right, and then you'll get a Frank Williams Show T-shirt. Okay, and I'm looking to maybe do that by Thanksgiving, starting around Thanksgiving. I have all sizes. It was surprising to me. I got a friend who was a 4X, right? And they made a T-shirt big enough for him. So I have all sizes, and you guys can just tell me your size, and I'll get it to you. And you can start wearing it proudly, okay? You can start wearing it proudly. It's a great shirt. I may try to put a picture of it up maybe on the show's Facebook page or on the show, on my show page. Maybe I'll get a picture of it up, and you guys can take a look at it. I had the front and the back on there. It's really nice. Proud of myself. But I'm going to start giving out some T-shirts. And then maybe later on, you know, in January or so, maybe the prize will get a little bit different, you know, do some different things. But I do want to get some T-shirts out there and get some show paraphernalia to you guys so you can share it with your friends, right? Share it with your friends. 818-301-5834. Now, it's Tuesday, right? It's Terrific Tuesday. And I hope you guys voted today. or I hope you guys are going to vote. Okay? And again, I talked to you guys about this, and I talked about not being so upset about things and starting to read a little bit in a book. I think everyone should start reading. And if you read 15 minutes a day, just 15 minutes now, if you read 15 minutes a day, you can get through a book in 30 days. And so you'll be able to read 12 books in a year. Who's done that? I used to try that, but I couldn't stay consistent with reading every 15 minutes. I mean, not every 15 minutes, but 15 minutes a day. I couldn't stay on that schedule. You know, I'd screw up and wouldn't read a day, then I'd try to read 30 minutes the next day, and then I wouldn't read the next day, and I wouldn't read the next day, then I'd read a little bit. So you can't do that. You can try to get in the habit of doing 15 minutes a day. And I'm going to try to start today. Don't read all these horror books and all this crime stuff and some kind of novel or something like that. I mean, that's good stuff. You can mix that in. But, you know, read these books about yourself to understand, you know, how people think and how they work. And that'll help you deal with people. And because that's who you're constantly in contact with, are people. So if you learn how people act, their personalities and all this stuff, then you'll be able to work with people and understand them. Because people have a few of these different personalities, and, you know, some of them clash and some of them be great friends. And you can learn that by reading these books So get you some self-help books, and then you can mix a novel or something horror book in there or whatever stuff like that you like. But get these other books so that you can start. Won't be like the lady that jumped off the bridge to her death, you know. But it'll help you cope with things like that. Reading will, and then it'll also. Reading also helps you with your vocabulary, your correct English, all that. I mean, these books are supposed to be edited and written in correct English, so you start to pick up on that stuff and you start to use that stuff in your everyday time. Have you ever felt like, you know, this funny right here. Have you ever felt like you may have went to a upscale party, and while you were at the upscale party, you go in there, and as soon as you go in, you're like, man, guys up in here got some money, you know? And then you may start, you know, strike up a conversation with one of them, and, you know, you start to think that this guy here is sharp. He's really sharp. And that's what you want them to think about you. And I guarantee you that if you guys get into some of these books and start understanding people and how things work, that'll help you tremendously in those type of situations. And people will be saying that about you. This guy here, he's sharp. You know, he's sharp. And I go into a lot of those big parties and drank and ate and laughed and everything with some of these people. Got lots of money. And I got some of that money out of their pockets too. You know, didn't hit them over the head for it. They gave it to me. They paid me to do that stuff. That's funny, isn't it? But that's, you know, hey, that's how it works, right? So I'd like to pass that on to as many people as I can. Let's start reading. Let's start reading together. 15 minutes a day will do it, guys. I appreciate you guys. Hey, I'm going to close the show now. I got a few more minutes left, but my voice getting dry. I need something to drink. I didn't bring anything to drink in the office, so I need to grab me something to drink. But, hey, take care of yourselves, and I'll see you guys in about, 23 and a half hours. Take care, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Be careful. Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. See you.